We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So, obviously, the San Francisco 49ers, big one on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers coming to town. And one of the things that we learned is that the 49ers – they made a call about Aaron Rodgers this offseason. So what I want to bring up here, two pieces of sound. One is from Kyle Shanahan, and it's about calling Rodgers this offseason. Listen to Kyle.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a quick no. It was exactly what I thought it would be. But you hear enough stuff, and I think everyone knew what was going on at that time that it didn't seem like it was worth the call. But I know how we would have felt if it was going to happen and that we didn't call. So you call and you get a quick answer, which is what you're expecting, and then you move on.
So he acknowledges, you know, they called and that it was a quick call, but they made it. And I'm thinking about that, guys. And then Jimmy Garoppolo was on the Rich Eisen show September 21st. This one I want Spadone from the press conference yesterday. Jimmy talking about how we found out that the 49ers were sniffing around Aaron Rodgers.
No, I think just – I probably heard it through, like, I don't know, Twitter or something like that. I don't I honestly didn't get any inkling of it or anything like that, but that's just kind of how the offseason goes. You know, teams are always trying to look for something new, something better, and that's just kind of the nature of the beast, I guess.
So – I'm thinking, listen, I'm not saying this is a huge issue, but I do think maybe there's a little more here than meets the eye.
Don't do that. Because you're going to get Guru all charged up. Guru's already ready to pounce on the whole poor Jimmy narrative.
Don't.
Look. Don't do it. The door's open, man. Door's open. Just know what you're doing. So when Guru goes off here in about 3 minutes, don't come crawling back to me because you know what you're doing.
All right, let's do it piecemeal. Dibs, don't you think Lynch should have called Garoppolo and said, "Hey Jimmy, we're gonna check on Aaron Rodgers"?
Clown question, bro. I'm borrowing from Bryce Harper.
You know what? Don't do that. I hate that.
You don't do that. And you know I don't think it's a clown question, but I'm going to answer with this.
No.
I'm going to answer your question with a question. Every time I want to sniff around, I got to call you. Hey, Jimmy G, I feel like we're going to sniff around Blaine Gabbert. Hey, Jimmy, we're sniffing around Josh Rosen to be our number four. Is that okay? Hey, Jimmy. And it was one call. Shanahan told you. We made the call knowing that the answer was going to be no. But you have to make the call. So every time he sniffs around, you got to get Jimmy's okay. Come on, you guys.
It's not about that. And Steiny, I'm just so proud of you, man.
I may apologize.
No, don't. Lynch and Shanahan tried to do the banana in the tailpipe and tell us, oh, we called Jimmy before they made the call. But the cat was out the bag. So Jimmy could have been shopping at Kmart. He could have been in Macy's, looks down on his phone, making a purchase. Oh, they're flirting with Aaron Rodgers. And that would hurt me. I'm not saying I'm Mr. Rodgers and I'm soft, guys, but he has an ego. And when you find out that way through social media, you're damn right, Dibs. If our boss did something and he didn't get to call me and I found out on social, as soft as it is, I would be a wreck and I'd be thinking about my future. So from that vantage point, you can't tell me and make me feel embarrassed like you two have that, oh, Guru's feeling oh, so sorry shoot. For Jimmy. It's reality, guys. And this dude has been through the grinder. Let's not forget the flirtation possible of Brady. And now guess who's here? His replacement. I would hate to be in Jimmy's shoes. I feel bad for the guy.
You are in his shoes. We are all in his shoes. You think our boss hasn't been sniffing around? Okay, Stephen A. Smith. You love Stephen A. Smith. You think he's one of the greats in our business.
I'm mad
right
at
now.
Him right now. Yeah, we're going
If
ahead,
Stephen A. Smith says privately, you know what? I'm ready to do some local radio, and darn it, I love the West Coast. Gotcha. Are you telling me that our boss wouldn't be sniffing around the ability to get a talent like that on his station? So, I mean, we all deal with it in our business each and every day, for crying out loud. I mean,
I want to say that's different because that's a great comeback, but Steiny, help me out. That is not, it's apples and oranges.
Steiny, before you go, apology not accepted in advance before you even try to posit one.
Well, here's the thing I'll say is there's precedent for this with another 49er head coach. Remember with Jim Harbaugh and Trent Baalke? Like, we're in a car. Yeah. Watching Peyton Manning throw in like South Carolina or something, and it was like it was at night, and they were like staking him out, and that was when when Alex Smith was the quarterback. So these front office guys and coaches, they'll stick it to you if they can.
And what did Jimmy say in that quote? He said that's just the way how the offseason goes. So. You know, coaches are always trying to upgrade at every position. You can't get hurt by that.
Dibs, you are right. My point to you is our boss could do that. It's his right to do it. My point is if it got back to you or me and you're – that would bother you. And that was my – just – I don't care. You can be fake tough guy. Not you, just Jimmy. It bothers him. And I think we're finding out now, him reaching out to Aaron Rodgers, Steiny, that he's human.
And we'll play
it's
that.
The nature of
we'll
the
play
business,
that
though.
Sound. Mm. We'll play that sound, in a minute. Actually, let's play it now. This is Jimmy Garoppolo on the Rich Eisen show. Maybe he's going to talk to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, there's a good possibility. Yeah, I know Aaron pretty well. We've talked a couple times. You know, on the field, off the field, and you know, whatever little piece of advice he could give to me. Obviously, it's worked out pretty well for him. The guy's been balling, had four TDs the other night or last night. So, you know, this league's a crazy thing, and we all got our own story, and just got to make the best of your situation.
So he says he's going to talk to Aaron Rodgers essentially about not being the quarterback of the 49ers, what, knowing he's got a guy in back of him breathing down his neck, maybe trying to deal with the front office he's not on the same page with. What do you make of that?
Help me, Dibs. I can't come up with it. I can't make a parallel.
Well, you're just looking for advice or maybe somebody to listen to your problems, somebody who's been through it before. And, you know, it's a way to cope with it, a way to deal with it, a way for him to get clarity on, you know, how does Aaron react and how does he respond to that? And it's the nature of all of our businesses. You know, if you're taking on a new job, you're going to want to ask somebody for advice on, hey, how do I transition into this? Or, you know, if somebody gets passed over for a promotion, you might call somebody, a friend of yours at another company, and say, hey, man, what do I do? What should I do? It's the nature of being in a collegial or colleague relationship.
I like that word, Dibs. Here's the other thing.
He used a few on the crosstalk today, too. Dibs been in that addiction at Webster's.
Well, I wanted to let them know about Aloof, because I said it yesterday about Aaron Rodgers, and it stayed with me, because I think that's a perfect way to describe him. He's so talented, yet he's a puzzle.
Yeah.
Is that becoming more on display than before, though? Like, he wasn't aloof when he was the man. Now, all of a sudden, we got one day, as the world turns, and now you think he's demonstrating more aloof characteristics because, you know, people are like, dude, you know, he already apologized to the press. Oh, you could come up with your opinion. I didn't say you couldn't.
Yeah, I think he's stacked enough instances and enough curiosities to where it becomes a full body of work, because the guy is supremely talented, yet he hasn't had the level of success maybe that he should. And whose fault is it? Well, he's quick to blame the front office for not surrounding him with players. He seems like a likable teammate, but then he tries to pull up the stakes on his own squad. To me, he's just a puzzle.
Yeah. Hey, here's the other thing I was thinking about, and I'm going to be honest. We have not put this in the equation to the degree I think we should be putting it in the equation. Whether we're talking about Tom Brady or whether we're talking about Aaron Rodgers or whether we're talking about the 49ers drafting Trey Lance and how that makes Jimmy feel and Jimmy this, Jimmy that. We've ignored his injury history. That is at least half of this puzzle. Mm. I'm convinced of it. If Jimmy Garoppolo hadn't missed half his games in the last 4 years as a 49er, he would not have put himself in this position. So, like, I think sometimes we lose sight of that. What happens, and I'm just going to say it this way, what happens when Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt this year? They got to have somebody behind him who they think they can win with, because his last two injuries wrecked the 49ers' season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.